This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Economic reform leads the agenda at this weekend's Communist Party Congress in Cuba. The party summit is the first in 14 years and the first since President Raul Castro took over leadership of the country from his brother Fidel. Nick Muroff is in Havana covering the meeting, joins us now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Leanne.
What's the purpose of this meeting?
Well, Communist Party delegates are in Havana to ratify economic reforms proposed by Raul Castro last year. These meetings are supposed to take place every 5 years, but this particular meeting has been delayed for a long time. And in the past, they've typically been occasions for changes to policy and personnel in the government's leadership ranks.
Can you give us a little bit more detail about those reforms?
Sure. There are more than 300 proposals on the table, but their main thrust is to cut Cuba's stagnant bureaucracy and boost productivity by letting more Cubans have small private businesses and cooperatives, and also decentralizing the government more. Big changes to Cuban property laws are going to lift restrictions on buying and selling cars and homes. In his speech last night to open the party Congress, Castro said Cuba will also phase out the food ration system, which is one of the cornerstones of the system here. Raul said that proposals allowing for an accumulation of property have been rejected, though, for being in contradiction with the essence of socialism. So these reforms have limits, and Cuba will still be far from the business-friendly brand of socialism that China and Vietnam have.
At this party Congress, Nick, I understand the expectation is that Fidel will be replaced by Raul as first party secretary. What does that mean?
Well, Fidel is 84 and Raul is 79, so whoever's named number two is likely to be viewed as a possible successor. The most surprising thing in Raul's speech last night is that he called for limits of 2 5-year terms for Cuban officials, including himself. He acknowledged that there had been a failure to promote younger figures to top leadership positions. So the transition beyond the Castros is clearly underway. And Raul, I think, wants to strengthen the party in the state before he steps down in 2013 or 2018 if the terms are applied.
Is it coincidence that the party Congress is being held during the same weekend as the 50th anniversary of the Bay of Pigs invasion?
Oh, not at all. Cuba staged a massive march and rally, the military parade yesterday to commemorate what they celebrated here as a victory for socialism and a defeat for U.S. imperialism. Here's how Havana sounded yesterday.
Vivan los héroes y mártires de la patria. Vivan Fidel y Raúl.
There you hear government officials chanting patriotic slogans during the march. So it was a carefully orchestrated event that seemed designed to pump up nationalist pride and also project strength at a delicate time. That's going to create some tensions here, especially as the government cuts back on some of the benefits that Cubans depend on.
Nick Muroff reporting from the Communist Party Congress in Havana, Cuba. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks, Leanne.